You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, I'm delighted to have Dr. Richard Allen Miller on the show. Author and researcher Dr. Richard Allen Miller reveals a depth of knowledge and experience in alternative agriculture, physics, and metaphysics. Miller began working in the secret world of Navy intel, SEAL Corp, then MRU, in the late 60s, and now has amazing experiences and conclusions to share. Today, Richard writes for Nexus Magazine and is a preferred guest on internet radio. In the 21st century, Miller is re-emerging at a critical time in humanity's evolution where metaphysics and practical survival converge. He's written dozens of empowering books, which can be found on his website, www.richardallenmiller.com. So let's welcome him to the show now. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Well, I usually like to do my stock response and say I'm going bald from unnatural causes.
Me too.
Well, it stops everybody. You know, when they say, how are you? And their glazed eyes, they're not really interested in knowing anything. You know, they're just being polite.
Right.
What you like to do is wake them up.
Yes, I agree with you.
That's called pig lipping in NLP. You can say to the waitress, thank you, the meal was wonderful. I especially enjoyed the pig lips. Forget the check. She will never hear you say the second thing after you said pig lips. You slip it in there, and then she forgets the check.
Uh-oh.
Just another little SEAL joke. We used to do games like that all the time, trying to see how good we could become in talking to someone and saying something else.
Right. Well, you know, I read a piece that you wrote for Nexus Magazine in July 2013 called The New Directions of Mind Control.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that one a back one. Yeah.
It was quite
That's related now to some talks I'm doing for the smart meters and the 5G towers. They're all related as a ultimate weapon. It's not just frying your body and brain with electromagnetic fields in the microwave band. It's worse than that. They're already deploying a prototype beta at all the shootings in schools and related. What synthetic telepathy is actually is the ability to place a voice anywhere you want to, including space. That's why I first discovered it when I was at Broom Lake, and I couldn't figure out how the sanity was talking to me in my head. It was, they're using what it is, and we all have this. It's a temporal lobe. It's another. Alan Frey discovered that man has another sensory motor input in the 0.3 to 3 gigahertz with the temporal lobes. What that does is it causes the temporal lobes to heat up and ring. And once they're doing that, if you had to design a voice or code on that, you know, imagine a religious zealot about to do something wrong, and all of a sudden a voice in his head starts quoting scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, it gets much better. Can't make you do things you won't do. And you can, to some extent, recognize your inner dialogue from the sound. However, you take 10 kids that are on these terrible psychotics, Zoloft, whatever. I mean, at least two of them are extremely unstable. And they've been beta testing that in prisons like they did saltpeter. Today, if you look at the prisons, they're rampant with the uses of antipsychotics. It's just another way to get high. However, now we know what kinds of personalities that are on these drugs, how they'll behave to words and neurolinguistics.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you do is you put a voice in the kid's head, and then you have a second shooter that taps them with scopolamine. And now you have a loaded weapon. And that's what's been, you'll notice all the news reporting and police that first showed up at a school shooting, they do the right thing. They start reporting and trying to take care of business. And every single one of them will talk about a second shooting, second shooter, and the kid will have voices in his head. However, what happens next is within the next 5 hours, the spin has changed. It's taken control, and they never talk about that again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine a delivery system like a 5G tower that requires 0.3 to 3 gigahertz. You got the 5, so you can do subbands, and then you have a smart meter to deliver it using an AI that would be basically, oh, I don't know, genetic specific. I'm going to turn you, not your sister.
Mm.
Now, with that said, you opt out and don't have a smart meter. Well, that's all good for you. That doesn't mean your neighbor isn't going to become a weapon for them.
Right.
There it is.
Right.
That's your endgame game. And the 5G tower, I mean, that has toxicity right out of the gate. Dr. Beal did studies on that stuff in Florida showing that each organ is sensitive to certain frequency bands.
Mm-hmm.
And these are called dosimetry, or LD50 ratios, where 50% of humans that are exposed to this frequency are going to die. And all of the microwave band stuff is toxic. That's why we have an atmosphere that protects us from that. And essentially, that's why we can't travel in space. But imagine putting it under our cover. That's what they're doing.
Well, and then, of course, you've got the chemtrails going on that is still denied, even to this day, after 20 or 30 years of using them. And nanotechnology.
Chemtrails are on that list, like Fukushima. But the list is getting larger and creepier as you go. Ted Speaks has one of their shows the smart bullets, which are small drones, the size of a fly, has enough explosive charge to blow up a brain. And now that runs by an AI, and it knows what you're going to do 28 minutes before you do, and its response time is 100 times faster.
Wow.
And they demonstrated that. He threw this drone up in the air, and it just hung there. And then he said, dummy. He pushed a button. The thing went right through the dummy and blew the head off. And I'll tell you what. Imagine 10,000 of those being deployed over your little town, run by an AI that's got a list.
Oh, yes.
Actually, those weapons now exist. They're called smart bullets. You shoot around corners. It's a drone. It does anything you want it to. Fly on a wall.
Well, yeah. I mean, just about anything we can imagine along the lines of Star Trek exists, because there's a breakaway civilization that's been building itself after the Second World War, and it's a number two civilization, according to...
Well, that order has been with Rothschilds and so on. That's been going on a little longer than World War II. How's this one for you? Kilauea, the volcano right now, is not behaving correctly in terms of the way the lava flows and other anomalies that I have big questions on. And it's result of fracking. And guess whose name keeps coming up? It's Rothschild. And Rothschild... If money's going to hit a brick wall, last man standing, I'll take it out before I lose my money part.
Wow.
That's the West Coast is, 9.1. When Kilauea goes, a big island of Hawaii breaks into three parts and is never seen again. And it creates a tsunami of at least an 8.4 to a 9.1. That's what FEMA says will drop the Pacific Shelf. And,
wow.
You know, that's page 2 on the second column.
Well, of course, the people who are trying to eliminate the population will be delighted with that one.
It's population control. That's what the chemtrail thing originally was, weather control. I'm looking at it right now on my skies here in Oregon. And, you know, that started in earnest a few years back when the aircraft is coming out of Canada, Chilliwack, for our deployment, and turns around down at Klamath Falls. What they're doing is like a number of different things, but the primary one is a missile shield for ICBMs. You see, if with that, particularly in the mirror, all they have to do is tap that with a laser, and now you've got San Jose fire. And that's how you stop an ICBM. It won't stop you from the spike that will put you back into the Stone Age, but it will stop the nuclear weapon incoming. The bad news is there will be places on in the United States that will be at some point uninhabitable because of the New Madrid fault line and those leaking reactors.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
Indian Point, Hudson River, go down into Florida. You know, the list goes on. And the technology, I grew up in Washington, where Dixie Lee Ray, that was the head of the Atomic Energy Commission, was our governor. And I watched what Hanford's doing right now. It's leaking into the Columbia River to the point where some of the tuna that they're pulling out of San Francisco glows in the dark.
Oh, great.
It's not cool. And worse, if that gets into our food chain, it is, watch what happens next. All the trees in Oregon right now are showing such extreme stress as to be dying. Not bark beetle. What is it? Well, who knows? Pick one. Fukushima? Whatever. There's something going on with the weather. And that part is rather easy. The Earth has shifted on its axis. The Inuit have said so. NASA says so. JPL says so. Stanford says so. So there it is. And basically, a friend of mine in New Jersey said, if you're going to buy a snowplow, make sure it has a cab on it. There's your day after tomorrow. It's happening all around us. People aren't noticing. And, you know.
Oh, I know. I know. It's insane.
You can smell it. You can feel it. You can.
Yes. Absolutely.
What more do you need before you realize it's time to rethink things in the way it's what's important to you?
Well,
your education, your children are probably the single most important asset we have not lost.
Yep, I agree.
And look at how they are dumbing down. I wouldn't want to be a millennium.
No.
You're smart, but you're not practical. I have a story. Millennium runs into his dad, and he says, Dad, the truck won't drive over 20 miles an hour. Something's wrong. And Dad says, well, let's take a look. And he goes out, puts the key in, releases the brake, and the truck drives fine. And the kid turns around and said, what did you just do? That is a true story. That's why Home Depot and other people are putting out videos on how to use a ruler.
Huh.
You know, show me where 1 7/16 is. I'm sure you can do that. I remember when I'm 74. I remember my second grade, we were required to study Latin.
Wow.
Sum est est sunt.
Wow.
Now, that's because of taxonomy. Everything uses Latin. And if you don't have that mother language like math, now you've got a screwball thing called new math that I have no clue how that works. And I'm a whiz kid. Why would they do that? Pythagoras, I mean, you know, math, why would they do that?
Because, well, nothing happens by accident. We know that much.
Well, that's where your imagination part comes in. Merlin said it explicitly when he said, anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory. If it's possible, you can count on it.
Oh, yes. If you can imagine it, it is.
Well, that's where, you know, the replicator became a 3D printer. didn't start the other way around when H.G. Wells was doing his time machine with a Morlock.
Yes, I remember that. And, of course, getting back to your kids, the kids being the only thing worthwhile, look at all the dozens of vaccinations that they're given.
With heavy metals in them and all of that. That's creepy. They're requiring it. They will actually expel children if you don't allow them to be vaccinated.
They're literally destroying the tender tissue of the brain and all of the systems.
Well, okay, so the big question is, who's they?
Whoever is coming up with the vaccinations.
Well, how about plausible deniability, like Amazon and CreateSpace, or Abe Books? I'm just a printer. I'm just a poet. I sell books. I just print books. Yet they're the same company, but they're not somehow talking to each other and allowing. I have two books right now on Amazon that are being mass market produced. Who gave authorization to that? And both of them are from Amazon. My guess is upper management doesn't know anything about it, because I'll bet there's rogue units in all of those kinds of agencies for hire. And a small person like me, even though I was a Navy SEAL, I couldn't pick up a big enough rock to drop that Goliath. I couldn't do it. So how do you do that? Well, you try to go in with corresponding. Hey, guys, let's try to get along here instead of starting to throw ordnance at each other. Then the second thing will be when I knock on his mother's door at 7 o'clock at night to let him know where he lives. Huh. The third move would be to, you know, I've got a list. I grew up in Seattle. So I'm hoping that Amazon gets the picture, because I don't give up by definition. And it's terrible. They've all been essentially taken out, several of us, financially, just because my only source of income is my book sales. And I'm a mom and pop. I'm small.
Right.
I don't try to go to Ingram and, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Ingram owns Lightning Source that was publishing all my books. And I called and said, I'm interested in you guys managing my books. We already are. What? Who authorized that? That's when they fired me.
They no longer
wanted to talk to me. I was a good business with them. But my books are in Ingram everywhere, and they're not coming to me. I'm not seeing any royalties. It's something else is going on, and that's a federal prison thing. That's like against the law federally, and intellectual property. And it has essentially taken any desire from me to want to write anymore. Why would I do that? I'm just going to get ripped off. I'm starving. I have to go back to work.
Huh, interesting.
And that is rampant in all industries, taking out people like me. And there's not much I can do about it. I have to try to rely on goodwill. I hope that I can get to the right place, because I'm guessing that Amazon isn't the real culprit. It's just a rogue unit. When I worked for the military at the Pentagon, I saw people shooting each other on Florida, honestly. I mean, it's on a military itself within these agencies that think they're above the law. They get some degree of deniability, as a good one, get out of jail card, and then they misuse it. And that's where we have a trouble. And Washington, you say, you want to live back there? I don't want to live back there. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yep. Well, the whole world is insane.
I don't have an answer either. What I do is I try to live as close to maritime law and within the laws. But when you find regions where I live, for example, though, law enforcement is broken, like medicine, you're not going to get a fair shake. It isn't
right.
Like that. If it were like L.A., Los Angeles has got enough people, let's say, to keep things semi-honest. But you saw L.A. Confidential, so you know what happens there. But imagine a little burb, log town, and Bubba. There it is, read it and weep. And so what I do is I just carry a bigger gun. The bunker that my SEAL team runs has a rail gun on it, and it has an accuracy within 6 inches at 2,000 yards in space.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, it's a little EMP pulse spike. Not, you know, I can drill. And so, but that's just because. But we run our bunker maritime law. I'm old enough now, and I'm a civilian. I was a GS-18, so that's Navy intelligence, not Navy. Allows me, and the only way I'm going to do this is if I'm my own captain and commander. That's it. And if anybody important, like the president of the United States, shows up, he'd be a passenger just like you would be.
Hmm.
Because I don't know anybody smarter than me to run that bunker correctly. And that's that. By divine right. And I earned it. I'm 74, not 44. And I'll tell you what else. It's creepy because I got to go to the Pentagon. When I worked at the Pentagon, I got to go into Nixon's office once a week. And I saw how that place worked. That's nuts.
I'll bet. I'll bet.
Well, imagine some boy, a spoiled brat throwing a tantrum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of prima donnas in there, aren't there?
It isn't that. It's like Clinton and Trump. It's an embarrassment. Our president is supposed to be the most morally correct and educated you can get. Jimmy Carter was a physicist. What's going on?
Well, I don't know.
It's kind of an embarrassment. Now, I'll tell you something else that's interesting. I even have a handler from Putin.
Huh.
Yeah, right. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm an asset. I'm an asset trying to do the right thing. And Putin may well be a massive criminal. He's, however, also the best leader Russia has ever had in their history. He's done more for Russia than any other of their leaders. And Edgar Casey predicts it will be the bear that saves America. Actually, his handler is what started Matt Stein and I doing Sustainable Lifeboats, a network for if and when and when the grid collapses and we're back down to the Stone Age.
You have several books on that subject, don't you?
I do. I've written, Power Tools for the 21st Century were the 8 protocols I trained SEAL teams 1, 2, and 3 with. It's a little different now, but those were the 8 protocols. The first protocol was extrasensory perception using hypnosis, how to think with the gut. That, I wanted intuition. I didn't want reasoning. I wanted someone that worked on instinct because there's a 400% chance of him surviving more when he just knows what to do. He doesn't think about it.
Right, right.
Right. But I mean, obviously, if you start thinking about things, you come up with options of what could happen. And when you do that, what happens next is your upper brain is there to make all your beliefs true. I wouldn't have seen it if I hadn't believed it. That's not where it all happens, man. That's a tool. That's not your mind. Your mind is something dealing with a hierarchy of organisms that are like mycorrhizae in the forest. That is what your mind is. It's like a hierarchy of resonances starting with germs and bacteria and leading into little lizard-like hydras, you know, that are H. pylori. I mean, that resonant cavity oscillation is outside of time. Time is not real. What's real is the moment. And the moment is the in-between on the hourglass between right brain and left brain. And that's like you have an hourglass there. You got science and religion. Look at it simply. You got soul and Nibiru. You got our galaxy and whatever's on the other side of that. It's a cavitation process as a way of looking at what's going on. And if you choose to look at it like that, when you have synchronicity, when something leaps out at you and says, I'm important over all these others, and pay attention, that is how a future timeline is talking to your moment. And if you can integrate that, it literally will change your past. Mine is Navy SEAL. I was not a Navy SEAL. I was SEAL Corp of Amherst.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how it works. And you set, if you do your moment, in the moment, where you go from the profane into the sacred, that's where the business happens. That's how Carl Sagan did it. He, you know, when he wrote the book Contact, he, Ellie, you know, drops down into a diamond body, a face, you know, Necker Cuba's face, and meets the alien in a timeless moment. And the alien said, this is how we do it. Small steps, Ellie. Yeah, trying to communicate to the masses is difficult.
Right.
I'm not correct in that I know of no law that has lasted longer than 20 years in physics. What works is your mind's eye. If you've got it in your mind's eye, that's how psyche goes into matter. It has to do with structured water and microtubules. What you call chi, what leaves the body at the moment of death. And that part is now being studied at MIT as a cold fusion process. It's being studied at Penn State as homeopathy. It's being studied in the University of Washington as Jerry Pollack. There are people now studying that concept. By the way, Jerry Pollack was my lead in 1970. I had higher security, so I worked around the corner, the boys from Brazil. But if I needed a Bridgeport mill, he knew where he could get one for me so I could make my jig. I'll tell you, it's all about not what you are, but what you do. There's a direct quote from Batman. That's what defines you. And this, it's time for everybody to wake up. And it's going to happen because I'm awake. And if I'm awake, you're awake. It's not about time. It's about I am you, and you are me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There it is. And I am the walrus. That's
yes,
correct.
Exactly.
Well, it's archetypal. If somebody's got it, we've got to get it. That's how it works.
Well, if there is the 100th monkey theory, of course.
You typing it out all on plastic. Yeah, I remember typewriters. Good luck with that one, man.
Right.
Yeah, there's 101 monkeys. That's why they call them Dalmatians. I don't know, man. There's something else going on here. And the timelines, they asked me if Mandela effect is real. And I pointed out that the loot part of my father happened between the movie and the comic book. Newsflash.
Wow.
Yeah, imagine that. Let's make it up. Yeah, Flash. And so it goes. Actually, everybody is changing timelines because that's what the multiverse concept is about. And your thoughts randomly flowing while I'm talking, you have gone in and out of so many different altered states, I can't even count them. That's because you have not learned yet how to train the mind as a tool. And when you do hypnosis as a partial training or meditation, like all the saints in history have recommended, now something else can happen. And now you're possibly able to change the movie.
Well, that makes sense.
The brain can accurately be seen as a four-dimensional hologram of five space, which means that if you can go to different places in the brain, you can have a different movie playing. Now, I'm experimenting with that now, 45 years later, right now, from when I learned how to use biofeedback. And at that time, I wrote 3 books on video feedback systems using not just auditory, but visual stimulations back, and made some discoveries. And now what I'm trying to do is it will release certain specific neurotransmitters in concert. And if I can do that, and it's different sounds for each of us, I can change the movie. And actually, that is the direction of Western medicine right now, is the use of hallucinogens to heal spiritual and physical bodies. You know, psychedelic mushrooms, whatever, hemp, you know, CBDs, the THCs, the rock and rolls. Yeah, there. It's all a question of belief. Now, I have seen a woman rip a car door off to save her daughter. I've seen that happen. How could she do that? The bone in her body isn't as strong as steel. How does that work? Oh, it's adrenaline. Well, that doesn't account for the strength part. How does she do that? How does an ant do that? When you go into an altered state,
right?
And there's many. Yeah, the rules are different. You're in a different universe.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And the normal laws don't apply.
Then what we're talking about now is mapping in an ontology of mystical states when one ability stops and another begins with strength as opposed to intuition. And there are a whole bunch of them that you can do different things in as tools in a toolbox.
Hmm.
And so what you're trying to do is not have to do it by taking a toxin in like methamphetamine or lysergic acid diethylamide. What you want to do is release the similar looking neurotransmitter, that lysergic acid amide, that goes, aha, that's the release of that is what connects one dot to another. And the bad news is the connecting of dots is arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
You can go anywhere you want. Where do you want to go? Multiverse, you're a closed system. That's why you have two brains. And you're different than me. And when you and I interface with each other, we create a third and fourth membrane. You know, as they're sliding through each other. That's called drum theory and Bessel functions. But the actual math that's now being used on that is called knot theory over strings. That's where you take a string and you tie it into a knot. As a plasma with a sheath on it. And now you can do a bowline or a slip knot or whatever kind of knot Boy Scout thing you want to do, and the universes change. And that's going to be the new direction in physics.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the study of altered states of consciousness.
Yeah.
Tools
yeah.
in a toolbox.
I have a feeling you're right about that one.
Well, there's a drumbeat. What would you like to know about? What's going on? What would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, there's so many things that have been coming up over the years, and I mean, I've been doing this show for 11 years, and
that's impressive. Yeah.
For quite a few years, I was interested in 2012 to see.
Yeah, Game of Gun. Yeah, the Mayans. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so I talked to everybody I could talk to about it. And
the aborigines are now saying it's 2020. They have never been wrong. They're way older than Hopi, 5,000 years. Inuit, 7,000-year aborigines when they mm-hmm. rattle. And they're saying 2020, and the difference between 2020 and 2012 is a slip in knots in terms of 26,000 years. And that's pretty accurate for Mayan.
Mm.
And so plus or minus, you can count on it.
Mm.
Because you already believe it's going to happen.
Right, okay. Right.
Okay, well, there it is.
Well, also, with all the things that are going on with transhumanism and nanotech, all that stuff that we've been talking about, how on earth are we ever going to... How can we break free from the rigid control systems that are getting tighter and tighter and almost literally putting us in a virtual reality?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Jesuits use whips, let's say. They whip themselves into a frenzy. That's how you do it. There are many roads to Rome.
Okay.
Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. There you are. That's my era. I don't have an answer for even myself because it doesn't have an answer. It's a process.
Mm.
A process is different than an end result. It's like instead of saying Simon says you can go halfway to the door, that protocol will make you focus on the door, but you never get there. And really, what that was about is the journey. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, you know, it's like sleight of hand. You know, while they're flashing one hand at you, they're picking your Perry is picking your pocket in the other. And that's a very great movie out of Seattle called Harry in Your Pocket. You got to try that one with a pickpocket. Sleight of hand, laser mane. Sleight of mind, that's magic or pathworking. And what you're doing is taking the full money of discovering your purpose here. And that's different than intent. Intent is what actually happens. Purpose, none shall say nay. That would suggest that if you're doing your purpose, even an AI can't go there. Even the third generation viewers, they can get you on intent. Oh, yeah. There was that called when the Mossad went out and arrested 400 Palestinians for a future crimes, just like in the movies.
Mm.
That happened. And now they're deploying these in a special region in Chicago, seeing if they can stop crime. A pattern recognition face, and they can tell just from that if something's going to happen before it does. It's just like in the movies. I'm concerned for a lot of reasons. The smart meter is a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of things, but it's also a weapon. And if you don't think they're not going to use that on you,
you'd have to be very naive or ignorant.
It's not even about that. It's about, do you care? How did Ben Franklin say? You give up your rights for safety and you lose both.
Yes. Oh, yes. Wise words.
I'd like to quote Yoda.
Oh,
my
okay.
Gun you may have after I give you my bullets, I will. Yeah, there we go. That's where I'm going from. It's free state of Jefferson. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Water is going to be your first immediate concern. If you don't have water to flush your dump, to wash your hands, drink your body, whatever, you're out of luck. It's 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water,
yep,
and 3 weeks for food. The law of threes. And so you want to take focus. Everybody should have at least 3 days of water stashed and a backup plan on how to reproduce it or replace it the first day. And if you've done that part, you're semi-okay. You need a battle plan that when the grid collapses and you're at the other end of town and you can't communicate to your girlfriend, your wife, or your child, they already know what will happen if they can't communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Battle plan. Those two things are essential today. Tomorrow, we'll talk again about what's needed for tomorrow. Right now, today, it's water and a battle plan. And when I say that, that's what they mean by a go bag. You got 12 minutes to go in that house and get anything you want for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And that's what Katrina has taught us. And I'll tell you, nobody's prepared. And I wouldn't want to be in a city like New York City. The grid down, and you're 16 flights up, and you have to take a dump. How's that going to work? Fourth day. It's going to get real bumpy. And it will be your neighbor that saves your life.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, you don't even know your neighbor. Most people don't. But it'll be that person.
Yep.
That will be right there for you, and or not.
Right.
Well, you know, you should know your neighbors, just like you should teach your children well, because that's how the child learns how to become a pedophile, a gambler, or a drug addict. They learn those behaviors.
Right, right. Well, MK Ultra had a big hand in that one with fragmenting the personalities to create alters.
You know, everybody talks about CIA and all of that. Back when, it's different now, yes. Back when I was in the military, Navy ruled, and Army was about 10 years behind. And they were the ones staring at goats, not us.
Oh.
general trying to run through a wall, and oops, I didn't have the right attitude. Get a grip, man. I mean, that is, what is that called? You know, packed humor plot. And Army and Air Force have universities, Annapolis, but Navy always ruled. And CIA wasn't even in there. They were leaping out windows and doing creepy things. What Navy was doing, I worked for Dr. Carl Schleicher, 6 of 11 years. That man, probably an alien, he, smoking man, he basically was at the same desk in Wisconsin Avenue for 48 years.
Huh.
I mean, you know, doing it. And I was Northwest Regional. I did all the West Coast. Bill, Dr. Wilbur Franklin was Kent State. He worked out of Chicago. And they have vaults there, too. And anything that happened on the West Coast was mine. And I have seen things. I have no idea what they mean today. I have seen things, paranormal. There's a lot of garbage. Stanford Research, China Lake, we did there at Boeing, Battelle, Douglas United Nuclear, I did it all. And I can tell you, we don't have a clue. The Czechs at that time, Czechoslovakia, was way ahead of us. They were doing, there's a book, Ostrander Schroeder, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain. Mm. Very interesting. They have a second one on psychic discoveries in America, and I have a couple pages in there on my work because I was there doing it. And, you know, whenever anything weird happened, they would bring in a team. And we never figured it out either, but we caught a lot of flies with our mouth open in disbelief. I mean, there's people like Keith Milton Reinhardt from the Aquarian Foundation or Jack Schwartz, Lethea Foundation, that could do things paranormal right there, do it. And we set up a Menninger Foundation to do that study. And, you know, like Jack Schwartz could stick a needle in his arm and stop the bleeding with his mind. Now, if you don't think the military want to know how that works.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then there it is. You know,
yeah.
Well, how can we make a soldier more evolved? Well, how about his decision-making is 400 times better than logic? That's ESP, thinking with the gut. That's what we're talking about. The enteric nervous system is where it all begins. And you are what you eat. And isn't it interesting that everything you eat becomes you?
Yes, it is.
Self-organization. So, you kind of let me take over, and I didn't want to do that. I just kind of started talking to keep you captivated. I have done so many things that I am a polymath. I have a number of doctorates. Who cares? What I have is the hands-on experience part, and that part's creepy. I've been to Antarctica. I saw the Nazi base, 19 slips. Where's that in our history books? I saw a Viking base there from the 14th century also. Where's that? In other words, that facility has been known for many centuries. And most of our so-called
What is going on at Antarctica? There's a lot of conflicting stories on that one.
I'll tell you. When I was there, a thing I saw was a giant hole going 100 miles straight down into the mantle. And we had no technology, helicopter-wise, that could do that, you know, going that far down and back up again. We didn't have it in the 70s, so we didn't know it was down there. And anyway, the physics of it would say that it's in plastic because of the heat and the temperature, but pressure. But apparently, when Buzz Aldrin, someone I know, goes to Antarctica, it's because they have a way to go down and see something. And I think what happened is they got down at the bottom of that, and they found something in stasis. Then when it woke up, or they woke up, or one of them woke up, they evacuated the continent.
They were running out of there pretty fast.
Yeah, so I don't know what it was. Probably Nephilim. I don't know. But I know that hole was there, and that was a very interesting. I saw that. I saw the Viking base. I've seen lots of things. Valhalla. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, Admiral Byrd got whacked when they went in. And we're talking about that's probably the Germans working with some advanced technology. We're just lucky that we had the atom bomb before they did. They were working on it. Oh, yeah. And so we lucked out. There is rumor that Hitler didn't die or commit suicide.
Right, right.
Well, these are all conspiracy things, and the so-called Thousand-Year War and on, you know, the Nazis on the moon. I can tell you what the spacecraft is crashed on the other side of the moon is. That's Buddhist. And let me tell you that, in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, they do talk about what happens at the moment and just after death. And that technology, I have seen Buddhists move with these big horns. They have these big long horns, and they'll put about 13 of them in a geometry, and it will move large stones. Huh. Technologies existed that we don't have.
Yeah,
and that's what I mostly vetted from the military, trying to, you know, like the Hellfire Clubs and some of the other things the Nazis were doing. Well, everybody else was trying to do that as well. Older, previous technologies that could do things we couldn't. Boeing right now has a magnetic monopole.
Huh.
And they have been deploying that aircraft far and wide. That magnetic monopole is now generated in either 3 or 4 magnetic monopoles. The 4 is more unstable and more capable than the 3. 3 would sit on 3 magnetic field lines and have stasis. I don't know. It's non-propulsion, you know, type of just like a Stargate is. I knew about the Stargate when I was doing work with MRU. We just didn't know where it was. There's a Church of Rome put out a book by Joseph Isaiah called Devil Worship, or The Secret Tradition of the Yazidi. Yazidi is an old tribe up northern Iraq with catacombs up there. And that's why the first Bush, the invasion of Iraq, was about those catacombs. And they couldn't find it, and it was his son that went in, and the second Bush that went in and found it. And that's because we had tomography. And I remember right after the invasion, Bush got on one aircraft carrier with all his badges and, you know, and said, war is over, we got it. What did we get? We got it, it's done, the war is over. And then, of course, they continued the war for economic reasons, but the gist is, just like in the movies, there was a second Stargate. They have not yet found that one. My guess is it's in the center of the Indian Ocean, and that's one of the two reasons magnetic field lines are moving.
Mm.
Both of them are moving toward each other. And the central point where some of the more astrophysicists are predicting will be somewhere in the Indian Ocean. And my guess is that's where the second Stargate is. I don't know. It's an artifact.
Well, they're all over the place, aren't they? You know, Richard... I've had such a good time talking with you that we just ran out of time.
Cool. Yeah.
So
you're welcome. I'd love to come back too. Feel free.
Oh, I would love to have you back. You just are a fascinating person, and I love talking to you. So, anytime you want to come back, we'll have you. Okay.
You bet. Thank you for your time, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.